Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, June 4th, 2025 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and in this episode brought to you by the SANS.edu Credit Certificate Program in Cybersecurity Leadership, I'm recording in Jacksonville, Florida. Well, in diaries today, I looked a little bit more at the vBulletin vulnerability that I mentioned earlier this week and exploits that we observed around this particular vulnerability. vBulletin, again, it's a bulletin board software. It's quite popular. It's a commercial offering, not an open source offering in that sense. It's written in PHP, and I think this vulnerability really has two sort of interesting aspects that I think haunt a lot of sort of vulnerabilities and also vulnerability mitigation. Now, this vulnerability was first really explained by this particular blog post from Egidio Romano. I think I mentioned the wrong name in the diary originally, but Egidio here is the one that really sort of dove into this patch that vBulletin had released about a year ago and then explained how this particular vulnerability can get exploited. That's sort of really where it gets interesting. So vBulletin implements an API, as so many web applications, and this API does expose specific classes. Now, the problem here is that in PHP version 8.1, how you access particular methods in these classes change somewhat. So methods that you considered being protected, private, not accessible to basically any call from outside the class, have now been exposed in PHP version 8.1. Now, there's more details to it. It basically uses these reflections, which are used to sort of interrogate classes and figure out, you know, how to call a particular method. And that's really sort of where the change happened. It's, in my opinion, not a well-documented change. I looked at the 8.1 change log, didn't really see it there. But then in the actual PHP manual for the reflection method, invoke method here, it does actually mention that, yes, you know, this change was made in version 8.1. So from the vBulletin board point of view, certainly something that's easily overlooked. On the other hand, you want to patch, you want to keep your PHP versions up to date. So here, actually updating your PHP version did introduce this vulnerability. The second part to this is on the vBulletin side. So vBulletin did release a patch about a year ago, back in April. And the problem with the patch was that they didn't really explain, why you should apply the patch. There was no details of what exactly is wrong with the old version. It is labeled a security patch, but then it just says to maintain site security, you should apply this patch as soon as possible. And that, of course, is not enough information for anybody, particularly, you know, given the risks with patching, to quickly apply this patch. So we have on the one side where if you were too eager to patch, then you introduce the PHP vulnerability. On the other hand, if you delayed patching, and that's sort of the vBulletin part because there was no clear vulnerability that you're going to patch, you would have missed this particular update. So in short, if you're running vBulletin, do update. We do see some scans out there. There's one threat actor who is using a couple different IP addresses who appears to be particularly interested in this vulnerability and has for a few days now scanned for vulnerable systems here. Don't yet exactly know what they're after. They're also looking for what looks like brute forcing and such. So certainly something that you want to keep an eye on and patch. And Google pushed out an update for Google Chrome. This update does fix three different security vulnerabilities, where one of these vulnerabilities, an out-of-bounds read and write in V8, is already being exploited, and Google mitigated this vulnerability with a configuration change. Of course, not a ton of detail here as typical for Google's security updates. Just patch, and as usual, Google Chrome does a reasonably good job in patching itself regularly. Just make sure to restart Google Chrome like once a day. And the webmail system Roundcube did release an update that fixes a deserialization vulnerability. It's exploitable only by users who are authenticated, but given that you often have all users in your organization connected to a particular Roundcube instance, that may not be too far of a stretch. And just a couple of weeks ago, there was like that big news story about how these webmail systems are being exploited. So pay attention and double check that it's up to date. And finally, noteworthy patches. We also got one from HP for its Store Once software. The patches are fixing vulnerabilities found during the Saturday Initiative's Pwn2Own contest. And, well, there are authentication bypass vulnerabilities and then remote code execution vulnerabilities. So it doesn't really matter if these remote code execution vulnerabilities require authentication because you can bypass it. Certainly critical vulnerabilities that must be patched quickly. Well, that's it for today. So thanks for listening. Thanks for leaving good comments about this podcast. If you like it, let me know. Or if you don't like it, let me know too. But don't leave a bad comment. Just let me know what to fix here with this podcast. And other than that, hope to see some of you at Sans Fire in mid-July in Washington, D.C., either online or in person. But we got some special treats if you're coming in person, like our honeypot workshop, where we're giving away a limited number of free honeypots and also a number of other events and such that we do have for attendees who actually join us live in DC. Well, that's it. And thanks, everybody, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.